I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my amazing and wonderful husband and gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Oh, thank you, and hey everyone.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I, we're parents who game and gamers who parent. We have two kids, a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and this is where we talk about our life in gaming and parenting throughout the week. Just juggling between them both. And this is episode 123. Episode 123.
Testing 123. Episode testing
123. Yeah. And as usual, we like to start with our whole parenting episode during the week.
Yes, and this week has been spring break over here.
Yeah, so it's like double the time.
And yeah, so Dylan has been out of school, our oldest.
Yes, and thankfully our youngest is still in preschool because those private preschools, they're always on regardless of the break time.
They get like no breaks.
Yeah, they don't actually, you're right. Unless it's Christmas or the New Year's. But yeah, spring break. So what have we been up to during the week? So just for the record, Kevin's still working. And it was my initiative to spend as much time as I can to make Dylan's life magical.
More magical than normal, because already you do an amazing job of making his life magical.
Aw, thank you. But yeah, to make this spring break, which is a staycation, memorable for him, we start off by going to Dig World, which is, I think we spoke about this sometime last year, and that time it was when you take him to this place called Dig World. So I'll let you talk about what this place is about again.
Yeah, I had taken him there for a birthday party, and I know you took him kind of again, but you and him this time.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know the best way to describe it. It's not like an amusement park, like that scale or level. But, you know, you get tickets, you go in, and it's all, like, construction-themed. And they have, like, excavators and, like, kind of like these crane machines and
tractors.
Yeah, all kinds of different, like, tractors and construction things that you can use for kids to, like, use. And it's there's some, like, controls on them in place so that they can't, like, really hurt themselves or do anything. Right? Like limited motion.
Yeah, limited motion.
Probably the best way to say that. So, like, you can, you know, use your excavator to, like, dig a big hole, you know, and
pick up stuff.
That's really cool, like, for a 6-year-old. That's a really cool idea, you know. And, of course, you have to sign a waiver and stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But it's really cool idea for, like, a little event thing. And it's really just like they're like pretty much at our local mall, and you got to take him this time.
Yeah, and the difference between last time and this time is he is taller. And that makes a difference because for every equipment, you have like a height limit. So he got to use the excavator by himself this time compared to when you were with him.
Yeah.
And another thing that was different between the last time you took him and this time is that because we went in as a regular admission versus a birthday thing, we get to use the whole park and we get to use the tractor and the ATV and go around the tracks like a couple laps each time.
Yeah, and it was you driving?
Yes. I mean, he could technically drive the tractor, but I just wasn't confident letting him drive the tractor himself. It's really like a bumper car, if you ask me. I mean, the controls were just forward, backwards, and left and right, you know? But it's very sensitive, so just using the controls, even for me, was scary.
Sure, yeah.
But for the ATV, he couldn't reach the pedal because he wasn't tall enough for that equipment, that particular equipment. So I had to drive it and he was in the passenger seat. And that was fun. I didn't think I would enjoy using an ATV.
Yeah.
And then there was this thing that you get on and it's like a crane almost. It goes up and up.
It was kind of like the things that like electricians use to like repair power lines, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a platform type thing with a guardrail and the controls are there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like you can make it go up and down, right?
Yeah. I don't know why it's called.
Sometimes to like put up Christmas lights and stuff too.
That's true. So it's not a crane. It's something like...
I don't know what they're called, but yeah. You see them all the time. People probably know what we're talking about.
Yeah. It's tall, basically. 3 stories high almost. And... they gave him 4 balls to throw down into a barrel and see if he'll get 1 ball in at least. And he did. It was a good aim. Yeah,
yeah,
I was impressed. But my knees buckled when I looked down to see how he threw the ball because it was like really high. And I am afraid of heights, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say that one's probably not for people who are afraid of heights.
Yeah, but they did say an adult have to accompany the kids. And I'm proud of Dylan. He was not afraid at all. He was like looking through the, what do you call it, the rails. And he put his head like through one to look down. And I was like scared.
Yeah, that would be weird. I'd probably get that feeling, you know?
Like I kept holding his head or like holding onto his shoulder to make sure he doesn't like fall over by the wind or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I discovered that I was definitely afraid of heights. But it was a fun mother and son outing. We went with our neighbors, also mom and sons. So Dylan had friends to play with and enjoy this together. I think it's more fun when you do something with your friends, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. Always is. I think, you know, Dylan's been twice. Faith still needs to go.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime as a full family.
Yeah, and when she's older, probably. Otherwise, the height restriction might just upset her.
Yeah.
And then, of course, since it was also a spring break thing, I get to go out with some mommy friends just a couple times.
Okay, spring break for you or spring break for Dylan?
Well, he's happy with his like Pokemon movie at home here. You know, he doesn't have to go out all the time. So while Faith's at school, some other moms who are around wanted to hang out for brunch as well as like dinner time, you know? So it's nice to hang out with mom friends. And I get to do that twice this week. Always important to include some social life if you're an extrovert.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Dylan also get to try out martial arts for the first time.
Yes, Taekwondo.
Yes. I know there's a lot of martial arts, and you've done some in the past, haven't you?
Well, I did karate when I was a kid, like probably around Dylan's age.
Really? So young?
Yeah, just for a little bit.
Okay. I think I started mine when I was like second or third grade, and it was Tangsudo, which is like Taekwondo, but a different Korean martial art, obviously.
Okay.
It starts with a T, ends with a Do, so I assume it's... about the same. But I didn't go far. I think till the third belt color.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. See, none of us are black belts. Maybe Dylan would change that.
Maybe. As long as he sticks with it long enough.
Yeah. So yes, he signed up for the trial classes and we'll see how he likes it. I mean, he seemed to really enjoy the first class, but that's how it goes for all of us, right? The first class is always the easy stuff, basic stuff. And once the sparring starts, we'll see how he thinks about it. And he also got to do like a long play date with his friend. And he had a splash pad day followed by muffin baking and brunch with his friend as well, who is also off for spring break. And this friend doesn't go to the same school as him. So it was a nice reunion for them both.
They used to go to the same school, but not anymore.
Yeah, they used to go to the same preschool, but not anymore. But their friendship is like gold. So they're still in touch and trying to get together when there's a holiday. But that was what I did with the kids or with my friends during the spring break.
And I missed a lot of that.
Yes,
I
was you did. Working. Yeah, you were working. And thank you so much for working. We appreciate you. Because, you know, you enable all that through your work. Mm-hmm. But because Kevin missed the whole week of fun for spring break, I wanted to do just a family thing where it's just the four of us. And we got to do that today. But since you're involved in this, I'll let you talk more about it since my throat's getting dry.
Yeah, thank you. Here, give me the mic. And so, yes, this weekend, kind of on the back half of spring break, and this weekend is also our kids' half birthdays.
Yeah, right? we don't usually celebrate half birthdays.
Yeah, for whatever that's worth, you know, which is kind of cool to point out that it's their half birthdays. And our kids are born one day apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 years and one day apart. So their birthdays are one day apart.
Yeah.
Which is why I can say that.
Well, but this half birthday was extra important because it's Dylan's halfway to becoming a teenager. So.
Which he figured out on his own.
Yeah,
he is 6 and a half.
Yeah.
And 6 and a half is half of 13, mm-hmm. when you become a teenager. So he declared that this is his point of being halfway to being a teenager.
Yeah.
Which is why it's special.
Yes. But go on. Yeah. How you talk.
And so, you know, Saturday morning, we decided a few days ago. But anyway, Saturday morning, we went to a ranch and kind of did like this 30-minute session where you kind of get to hang out with some ponies.
Yes, it's called Pony Play.
Yeah, and first you get to meet a couple ponies and you get to like brush them and pet them.
Groom them.
Yeah, groom them. Sorry, groom is the right word there. And then you get to, you know, go ride a pony just like in a circle, you know, at a slow pace. Before that, actually, we got to do like an obstacle course.
Yeah, for the ponies.
For the pony. You got to like walk them through. It was pretty simple. The coolest thing, they had like a teeter totter.
Yeah.
That was probably like the only thing that I thought was like kind of neat about the obstacle course. But then, you know, a few rounds in that, and then they got to ride a pony and go, you know, in some circles.
Mm-hmm.
Just like walking pace, like nothing crazy. Especially for our 4-year-old and 6-year-old. They didn't need anything more than that. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And then they got to feed the pony some carrots. And, you know, at that point, like, that was pretty much the end of the 30-minute session.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we got to say goodbye to the ponies and then go home. So the kids got to, you know, interact with these miniature ponies.
Yeah. Well, the ones that they get to groom and feed and do the obstacle course with, those were miniature ponies. And then the ones that they rode was a regular pony, which was like tall.
Yeah. And I don't know like all the different kinds or what that means exactly, but yes, it was 3 different ponies that they got to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Were their names Rosie?
Yeah, that's Faith's miniature pony. Mm-hmm. Hogan?
Hogan, like Hulk Hogan.
Ah, right? That's Dylan's miniature pony. Uh-huh.
And then Scout.
Yep, Scout was the one that they rode on.
Yes, so that was fun. They got to hang out with some ponies and we got to stand next to them and make sure they followed the rules.
Yeah, I think I learned a lot too because normally they're only riding the ponies at carnivals, you know, which is like in circles and they're not going around doing stuff because the ponies are tied to that metal, right?
Yeah.
But this time, because the pony is kind of free, they just use a rope to hold on to the pony. And they get to groom the ponies with 4 different brushes, which I never knew. One for the hair, the body, the face, and the tail. Yeah.
It was like 2 for the body, but yeah, 4 different kinds of brushes. So they kind of teach you more about like how to take care of the pony than just, all right, put a kid on, go for a ride, and then next kid kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good exposure for them to pony riding. But I know that Faith wasn't that keen with the smell and
the flies.
The flies or the height of the regular pony even. So I know she's not ready. But Dylan is kind of more of a natural. You can tell that he likes it. And he really interacted with his miniature pony. And he wants a pony.
Okay. Let's clear some space in the backyard.
Yeah, I thought that was funny when he said he wanted a pony.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not getting a pony.
I know we're not. We don't have that space.
Yeah, this was kind of just the start to our half birthday weekend birthday bash.
Mm-hmm. start off and...
Yeah, so after the pony rides, mm-hmm. we took the kids to Rainforest Cafe.
Which has been a while since we've been there, right?
Yeah, but it's a place that I like to take the kids and True. Myself and the kid in me. Because I've always liked Rainforest Cafe. Just like the aesthetics, if you've never been to one or heard of it, it's like a restaurant. But the whole place is like decorated as like a rainforest, right? So lots of...
Animals.
Fake trees and plants and also animals. Yeah. That's actually like animatronics, right? That's uh-huh. what you call that.
True.
So like every once in a while they move and make noises and, you know.
Thunder
There's
happens.
Like thunder that happens and, you know, every 30 minutes I think it's a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like Texas. It's just like outside. And it's, you know, very, very cool setting. Like the food's just kind of okay, but it's the aesthetics and like the theme of it that's pretty cool, and kids like it, and I think it's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
And we got to have the volcano dessert,
which you really wanted.
Which I really wanted, and we like hardly made a dent in it, but it was fun otherwise, and I think everyone had a good time today.
Yes. And then we even topped the half birthday celebration with a little gift for the kids, right?
Yeah, just tiny little
Little ones. Yeah, but Dylan got his first Pokemon binder.
Yeah, so I've been talking some about how Dylan's been collecting some of like his own Pokemon cards now. And up until now, he's just been using like one of my old binders. And so now we got him his own brand new binder that he can use for all his cards. So we'll move everything he has into there. But now he kind of had, like, he's not using my hand-me-down, basically, you know? Yeah.
And he even clarified, is this yours that you didn't want, or is this, like, new one? And I kept telling him, it's a new one, yeah. Dylan. This is your own. You're going to start from here, and you're going to tell your kid in the future that this was my first binder.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. We're still keeping yours, right? We're still keeping yours, sure. And we can show his kid that's grandpa's one. Yeah. Okay, going too far.
Well, that's it for life. Do we want to talk about what we've been playing this week?
Yes, that's a good segue to the game that we've been playing. It's Pokemon TCG Pocket.
Yes, so I have been playing it and continue to play it.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of change since last week on my end, because... You know, like, no new packs have come out. I don't think I have, like, really done anything noteworthy. The only thing is I did hear that they're supposedly changing, like, how the trading works in the game because people don't like it. And I can kind of see that. I didn't really like it until recently either because you can't, like, if you're trading with someone you don't really know, it's really tough because you don't have a way to communicate in the game. And you don't have any way of, like, saying what you want to trade for. You can just say, I'm going to trade this card. And then they come back and say, oh, well, I'll trade this card. And if it's not something you want, then you just cancel the trade or whatever. But, like, it'd be cool if you could, like, have a list of cards in your wish list, you know? That, like, hey, these are the cards I'm looking for. You know, trade me one of these.
Yeah.
Like, I know, it's just weird. I don't know if that's the part that they're changing, necessarily. But that's my thoughts on it. But we also, I think, recently talked about how Dylan downloaded the game.
Yeah.
Right? I think we mentioned that last time.
But he doesn't do the dailies. I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean, he went, like, 2 days without opening any packs. So I was trying to tell him, like, hey, at least open it, you know, once a day and open your two packs and, you know, wonder pick and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I have made it my mission to open packs for him when he's not playing.
You're being such a good help for him, you know, making sure he doesn't miss out on opening any packs.
I love opening packs.
Opening the packs for him. It is fun. It's like, that was the part I always liked about opening physical packs, you know, opening those and like seeing which rare card you get.
Mm-hmm. And screenshotting them.
Yeah, it's basically gambling.
Yeah. But you know what I think is funny? Like, you know why Pokemon is called Pokemon, right?
Pocket Monster?
Yeah, and this is Pokemon Pocket. So that means in Japanese it's like Pokito Monster Pokito.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. But what have you been playing?
So I'm still playing my puzzles and survival on my phone. And tonight, well, yesterday until today actually, is the Valiant Conquest. where we could attack other sanctuaries, right? And people could attack me, but I have bubble up. And today I managed to go 13 minutes before my shield ends. And I realized like, oh, I came online just in time to re-bubble up for the next 8 hours. When I say bubble up, I mean putting on the shields.
Yeah.
So it looks like a bubble on top of my sanctuary. So I'm good for now. I'm not going to lose any resources that I really, really spent so hard to collect.
Mm-hmm.
And time I'm in. I didn't buy any resources. But yeah, just mining for them takes a while. So I just haven't been on it daily as I want to last week because spring break got me busy. And then by the time I'm done with the day, it's already too late. So I miss the dailies.
Yeah.
And that sucks because only the top 62, every week, the top 62 players would get rewards for doing the dailies. And I'm now like number 69 or something.
Wait, in your like guild or something?
Yeah, in my alliance. So I'm not actually helping to... I usually try and aim to be top 62, but this past couple weeks, I have been like slacking behind and I'm always like in the 70s, so I don't get rewards no more.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. But then, last Tuesday, we stream a new game.
We did.
Same creators of It Takes Two or A Way Out.
Yep.
And it's a co-op game, and you know how we love to play co-op games. So we've only played it like a couple times this week.
Twice, yeah.
Yeah. So what can you say about it? We stream it on Tuesday, and you can see it on our Twitch channel.
Yep. So we did stream the beginning of the game for us on Twitch. And I'm sure we're going to play it again this next Tuesday.
Yes.
So we'll talk more about Twitch later, but keep that in mind. And if you've played It Takes Two, which won Game of the Year a few years ago, it feels a lot like that as far as like the gameplay, which is basically a co-op game, story game, where you're trying to progress and you very much rely on your co-op partner. You cannot play the game solo. You need a second player, so keep that in mind. And it's very much trying to figure out puzzles or trying to, you know, make your way through various platforms or rooms and trying to reach certain areas of things. And, you know, like I said, a lot of things you're relying on your partner to do or help with to help you reach something.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And I also like how in every like episode or stages in the game, you either have a new weapon or a new, what's the word for it?
Ability. They add like something new to it. So that was very much taken from It Takes Two also, where like each like chapter, like kind of like what you said, you have, they add like a different tool to your, you know, tool belt, basically a different thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And just to tie that into the story.
Yeah.
And without giving anything away, there is a tech company that invited a bunch of authors to come in and get published.
Yeah.
But they end up getting put into this machine or plugged into this machine that kind of puts them as characters into the world of their story, right? The stories that they write and that they've created.
Yeah.
And one of the characters is a fantasy writer and one of the characters is a sci-fi writer. And so they alternate through like these different worlds of sci-fi and fantasy, right? And each world you go into, like you kind of have a different setup. Either like in the fantasy one that we're in, like you can shapeshift, right? Versus the sci-fi ones, you have like these cool tools or gadgets or weapons.
Because you're a ninja.
Yeah, because you're like a cyber ninja.
Yeah.
Right? You're like so this cool futuristic ninja, which is pretty cool. So it's kind of cool to me because like I kind of like sci-fi, but I also like fantasy, and you get both in this game a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was cute that the characters are somewhat like you're playing the introverted character and I'm playing the extroverted character. But at the same time, the introvert...
Wait, are you talking about real life or are you talking about the game?
You're funny, both. And the funny thing is, like, The extroverted one is very optimistic, more like you. And then the introverted character is more pessimistic like me. Mm-hmm. So it's like a switch between the both of us, but you're still playing the introverted one, obviously. But I can so relate to the extroverted one because she's asking so much questions, trying to prod into the life of the introverted character. And the introvert just wants to get on with the game, you know, without talking or being a friend.
Yeah, because it's like you see a little bit about their characters by the stories that they write, right? It's an art, and I think part of your character and experiences come out in the stories that they're writing, right? And I guess one author to another, you know, knows that.
Yeah. And just for the record, guys, I used to write stories. I mean, I used to publish short stories in my country, but it's like in kids' magazines or newsletters. And I was working on a chapter book, a novel, right? And I was only writing up till chapter 6 before I got transferred here for work. So it's somewhere in my hard drive. But as a writer, I could relate to this game so much. And I get excited, just like that extrovert, like, oh my gosh, we're going to get published. Because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it'll be cool to be able to write again one day.
Yeah, maybe after we finish this game.
No. Maybe when the kids grow up.
Just be careful if you get invited to get published by a big tech company.
I'll bring you with me.
Yeah.
Because I die so much in this game, it's so crazy that sometimes Kevin have to just sit down and wait for me for like five minutes.
There are a lot of parts where it's like, you know, you gotta jump through these various hoops or platforms to like get to the next part, and then I can't progress without her. So it's kind of like solo for certain parts, and those parts, like, I just kind of go through it, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of breeze through it, and then I'm just kind of waiting a little bit on...
on me?
Yeah, without making that sound bad, but like some when you do die, then you have to like kind of restart that part.
I know.
And catch up.
I know. And I think that would be funny on stream, actually. But luckily, that hard part was mostly off stream.
There's a few hard parts, yeah. And I remember the same thing happening, and it takes to work the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's Split Fiction, the new game that just came out last week.
On Steam.
Yeah, and we've been playing a little bit, and we're going to play more of it, so keep watching. Come check out the next Twitch stream to see more of it, because it is entertaining, I promise. And the graphics are a lot better than It Takes Two.
Yes, the graphics are good.
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It just frustrates me that they bicker a lot, the two characters, but...
That was just like the other game, though, too. Actually, both the other games
that
these developers made. And you're kind of, especially like It Takes Two one, I was also kind of like annoyed that the characters would like bicker so much. Especially they were husband and wife too, right? And it'd be like...
realistic, no?
It was exaggerated.
Well, they were on the verge of divorce, so I don't know how exaggerated that is.
True. And these ones, they don't really know each other going into it, so it's supposed to be more friendship oriented versus, you know, relationship or marriage oriented.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, yep, that's Split Fiction. We'll talk more about it next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Only other thing that I've still been playing is Marvel Snap, of course.
Oh, Snap.
No, like, events going on. I am still working towards the whole Battle Pass because I did pick it up this month. But, yeah, I'm playing the new, what is it, Agamotto card, something like that. I think
you talked about it last week.
Still playing the same decks.
That wizard that gives you
week.
Four spells.
Yes, that's the one. It's still fun, but I'm still playing the same thing. Nothing new to talk about with that game.
Okay.
So with that said, let's talk about new games from this last week.
Yes.
New games that were released, I should say. And so we have... Out of the Park Baseball 26 on PC, WWE 2K25 on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X, 33 Immortals Early Access on PC and Xbox Series X, Lost Records Bloom and Rage Tape 2 on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X, MLB The Show 25 on PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X. Any of those sound good to you? This seems like very much a sports-themed week of releases with a couple of baseball games and WWE.
Yeah.
But 33 Immortals sounds kind of cool to me.
Did you check it out?
I don't. I haven't. I have not checked it out. And then Lost Records, I have no idea what that one is.
Yeah, I know Lost Records, Bloom and Rage, Tape 2, is like the same developer of Life is Strange.
Okay, which is one that you liked, right?
Yeah, where you have to keep making choices. You know, those kind of pick your choice kind of storyline. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen a trailer of it before. I forgot where. But it really caught my eye. So yeah, I might check it out one day, but not in the near future.
Okay. Yeah. Well then, what's new on Game Pass this week?
New on Game Pass this week is Mallet Mudjack on console, PC, and cloud. And 33 Immortals, which is the day one release on Xbox Series X and S, PC, and cloud.
Okay, very cool. So let's run through where people can find us.
Yes.
I'll start with Twitch, since we talked about that earlier, where we stream every most Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
Kind of flexible all the time, though.
And Parent life.
Yeah, exactly. That's over at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, or you can go and follow us over on Twitter and or X. I don't know why it's and or, but Twitter or X at Gamer Parents Pod.
Or over on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast, where we share reels and funny memes that we can relate to in gaming and parenting, as well as posts on regular daily life stuff.
And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we post audio versions of every single episode.
The best place to find us is on our Discord server, and the link to that can be found in the episode description below.
That is all that we have for you this time, so we will catch you in the next one.
Bye!